One of the earliest memories I have, and I talked about this at the funeral the other day, but one of the earliest memories I have is sitting at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Church as a little bitty child and watching my uncle come out from the back to preach at that Mass. And I could not have been more than 4 years old at that time. And as I thought about that, and as I was kind of constructing the homily for that funeral Mass, I realized that a lot of my earliest memories are there. One of my earliest memories is sitting in St. Andrew the Apostle Parish in Richmond, behind a huge pillar. I couldn't see anything. So I was sitting in the pew with my feet up on the pillar that was in front of me. I remember being a little boy at my first communion, and the only thing I could think about was trying to keep my hands to God. I didn't want to mess that up. My niece, by the way, is the same way. She just had her first communion, and I was at the Mass, and she didn't separate her hands the entire time she was there except to receive communion. Even when she sat down, she was very much prayer hands that were there. I remember serving at St. Mark over and over again in that. I remember one of the guys I was serving with fainting and falling down face first as we were kneeling on the side. But we were there long enough that I also played music at the parish, and that's something that very much sits in my memory there. A lot of my memories that come out of the experience of my faith come from simply being in the experience of church. I remember the day my grandmother died, which is a Sunday night, and I was playing Mass at Purdue at St. Thomas when that happened. That's a touchstone for me in my own life. And that comes up to some degree this weekend, just as I was contemplating what it is that we're celebrating. We're celebrating the Feast of Corpus Christi, or the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. And in celebrating this feast, we're celebrating something that we acknowledge as kind of the center of who we are as a people of faith. Second Vatican Council called the Eucharist the source and the summit of our Christian life. That means that everything that it is that we do in our Christian faith, everything that we're about, grows out of what we do here this evening. But what we do here this evening is also the ultimate goal that we're striving for, what it is that we are to become, and what it is that we hope to enjoy forever in the life of heaven. This year in particular, and over the next couple years, the church in the United States is asking us to really center in on this experience of sacrament of the Eucharist, of the body and blood of Christ, as we enter into a year or a couple years of kind of contemplating the Eucharist, culminating with the Eucharistic Summit in our own Sea City in Indianapolis a couple years from now. And to take time to step back in the midst of everything that we've been through and to remember that what we do here tonight is really the essence of what we're about. I think we know that a little bit more intimately now, and that we were deprived of this for a long time in the context of the pandemic. Nevertheless, we are a Christian people, frankly, that came back earlier than others, simply because to be a Catholic means this. It means what we do here tonight. I don't know that we always understand what it is that we do. I know that I probably don't. I was touched one time in a mission that I attended by former priests of this diocese and the Archbishop when he told a story about a priest that was retiring when he was the Bishop of Cheyenne in Wyoming. And at that moment of retirement, the bishop or the individual priest just indicated that in all the the Eucharist, he could probably count on two hands the number of times that he fully understood what it was he was doing when he celebrated Mass, that he fully grasped the awesome ministry that was happening before him. And he said, the rest of the time I had to take it on faith. I had to trust. And I had to believe in what it was that I was doing. And I just think as we come to this day, where we don't necessarily fully understand what it is that we do in something that's so easy for us to take for granted, that we just kind of do and lose sight of the great and precious mystery that we encounter. As St. Paul says, whenever we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the death of the Lord. That here, somehow, through the mediation of a priest in the context of community, we truly encounter the very body and blood of Christ. That somehow the banquet of our salvation in this ordinary experience of bread and wine is broken open to us, so that what we encounter in this world suddenly touches that of the world to come. While we may not always understand that, recognize it, be able to explain it, even encounter it every time we come here in a way that we're conscious of, that nevertheless, this awesome mystery is what makes us who we are. And everything else that we are is found here. And anything that will we ever become as Christians is found here. It's the best thing we've ever figured out to do for everything that we do as Christians, when you think about it. Every important moment in the Christian life finds itself before the altar of God. It's that act of praise and thanksgiving, but also the act in which we allow other things, including my own ordination, marriages, confirmation, all those things that we celebrate, somehow finds its origin here. And I think, frankly, as I reflect on that and remember that most of the early memories I have in my life are in church, that there's something to that. That finding my origin and my memory there, and recognizing that somehow it's in there, even if it was with my feet up on a pillar and just playing, but nevertheless, that is something that sits at the very heart of my soul, that makes me who I am. That reminds me of who I'm supposed to be. That gives me hope in what it is that I'm called to be. We can't forget that. And while we may not always understand it, we may not be able to articulate everything that comes here as the mystery of sacrament is placed before us, that nevertheless, it's important for us to stop every now and then and remember just how precious this is, how important this is, how much it defines us, how much it calls us. And in doing that, to also be an instrument of allowing other people to recognize that what we do here is unique, that our kids and our grandchildren understand that what it is that we do here is special, is something they can find nowhere else, that fills something within them just as it fills something within us that can't be filled by anything else in this world, that the Lord has gifted us, whether that be through other people like Melchizedek with Abraham, or whether that just be in the simple quiet of allowing the word spoken over bread and wine to transform those things into something that transforms us into the living body and blood of Christ, member for member. Amen.